Okay, Lamed Aleph Amabez. We are up to Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel says, stop there because this starts a new section of the sugya. Amar Shmuel about 12 lines up on Lamed Aleph Amabez. So remember the Mishnah had quoted, if you have a house full of pears and it was closed off when Yontif started, and now Yontif started. After Yontif started, somehow it fell in, it was Nifchas. So the Tanakhama says you're allowed to take from the Makam HaPchas, Medikas Na Muksa. We spoke about all the Shittas yesterday. Why isn't it Muksa? Rashi is only Durabanan, Tosis is only according to Reb Shimon. The Ramban says you don't have Muksa by a Dover that's inherently food. Right? It's just there's a hindrance, there's a Ikuv that one can't get to it. But that does not make an Afik Muksa. Rabbi Meir went one step further and said, you could even destroy and make the whole Lachachila. Poche is Lachachila of an Othel. You're even allowed to do it Lachachila. And the Mishnah, the Gemara described that because there's only Asr Midra Rabbanan, there's a type of Ohel that is Avir Delivni, there's no cement, there's only Asr Midra Rabbanan to be Sosarit. So, on Yantif, said the Gemara, B'makam Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, that's why you're able to be Sosarit. So now Shmuel says something related. Amar Shmuel, 12 lines up. Chosamo shebekarka matir avalo mafki avalo choteich. Chosamo shebekarka. What a chosamo shebekarka. So it seems that Rashi quotes telasos pischei boros umara. Think of I think the best marshal is the old fashioned garbage cans that were in the grounds, and it was all the way in the ground. And you have the cover that you take off from the garbage can, but the garbage can's in the ground. So you have a hole, you have a ditch in the ground with a cover on it. But the cover is closed, is held on with a rope. And the only way to open up the ditch, to get into it, is to somehow take off the rope. Like there's, let's say, it's connected on one side permanently, and the other side has a rope. You have to like open the rope or cut the rope in order to open the cover. So how do you open that on Yontif? So says Shmuel, Chosama Shebekarka Matir, you can untie the rope. Why could you untie the rope? Why is that allowed? So Rashi quotes, third wide line, because it's not a kesher shal kayama, shehari lahatir tamid hu asui. It's meant, kesher kayama, this is a sugyo of kosher, that is not meant to stay. It's meant to be opened and closed, opened and closed. So therefore, even though objectively it might be a knot that can last, but because it's meant to be opened and closed all the time, so that's why one is allowed to be matirit. Right? Similar idea when we come to shoelaces. But shoelaces, part of the reason why we could tie our shoes is not just because it's a niva al-gabi kesher, but even, let's say, a double knot, some poskim, what we call a double knot, which is really an aniva al-gabi kesher, that also might be mutter according to some poskim, not all, but according to some poskim. Why? Because it's meant to, it's always undone. Especially kids' shoes. It's always undone, open and closed, and that's why it would be allowed to be untied. So Shmuel says you're allowed to be matir, avolo mafkia, velo chotech. Mafkia, you can't unwind the rope, the rope itself, you can't untwine and unwind, velo chotech, and you shouldn't cut it, says Shmuel, by these chosamos of karka. Why? Because he explains unwinding it is soser, Rashi says, and chotech is also stira. That's what Rashi says. It's the macha of soser. You are destroying the rope. In that case, one wouldn't be able to do it. Sheva kalim, but if it's chosamos of kalim, not of karka, it's not attached to the ground, it's kalim, then you can do everything. Matru mafkia v'chotich. Why? Because ein binyan v'stira b'kalim, Shmuel holds, and therefore there is no problem, not just matir, but also to be mafkia and chotich. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yontif. Shmuel says this whether on Shabbos or whether on Yontif. The Karban Asanel, when he quotes this, the Rosh, when he quotes this Gemara, the Karban Asanel on that Rosh quotes the Amshal Shlomo here, the Marshal in Beitza, where he quotes, this is something that we're discussing in the Malach of Korea on Shabbos afternoon, so Korea comes up on today's daf. So the Amshal Shlomo here says, Zug shel min alim o batei shokayim. If somebody has a string that's connecting shoes that he got from the store, or a string that's connecting sleeves that he got back from the dry cleaners. The dry cleaners in those days used to like close up the sleeves a little bit, sewed them together. Shedarka shel umnim latav from biyachad. That is the derech of the umnim to sew them together. Ukumochen akutones shirts. In that case. Says Ef Sharlo im Niskasho Mishichos Vef Sharlo La Tiran Shem Mutulanatkan Ho Velo Avidi Liskayim the Kozelo Yase Bifnei Amaretz El Yelech Betzinav Yase. Right, says the Amshal Shlomo here that if you have a string that is connecting sleeves of a shirt or shoes or something of like that, so says the Amshal Shlomo, because it's impossible to do the matir like in our case, there's always the, our case, you can be matir, but not mafkiyah v'chotich, and on yantif, and if it's kalim, you're allowed to do all of them. So here we're talking about kalim. So therefore, it says the Avshar Shlomo, based on this halacha, you're allowed to just cut the string. And therefore, based on this, poskim say, the Shmir Shabbos paskins, and also we saw it a few weeks ago in Rabbi Ribiat and the Shabbos home as well, and that is if somebody has a pair of socks or gloves or shoes that are connected by a string, or something like that, or even if somebody has a tag that's still on, so then one would be allowed to cut it on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Why? Because what malacha are you doing? You're not doing matir. Untying it might be a problem. But what are you doing? You're doing destroying something. It's koreya in a destructive manner for a Shabbos need. And the Mishnah Brura paskins, which they based on this marshal, that the Isser Durabanan of tearing something shalom amanas litfar in a destructive manner is only in a case where it's shayach to be toferit afterwards. But in a case where it's not shayach to be toferit afterwards, like you cut the string that's connecting the price tag, then there's not going to be tofer that. You're not going to sew it back. So therefore, there isn't even an issur d'rabbanan of korea. And that would be mutter in this case. But, again, the Avshar Shlomo already said, and this is what the poskim should write, and that is one should not mention this or use this, which means one has to be very careful with this, because people might take this and run with it and extend it to other cases. This is specifically where you have a ready-made, the suit is totally a suit. The shoes are totally a shoes. There's an ikuv in wearing it, but that's not tikkun kli, that's an amak patish. So based on this marshal, that's what the whole discussion is based on the Avshar Shlomo on this Gemara. Yeah, Yoni? Right, so it's not makom. It's totally a suit already. Shoes already without. So you have a problem that you can't use them, but it's still a suit.
The shirt,
right. So even the things on the shirt, we said that as long as it's attached by a string, you'd be able to do it. If it's stapled on and you have to tear the paper, that we said is something else. That we said might be. That's more of a shiloh, because that's not just an issue of a korea of a string. They are shach to be tofer it back. But again, you might have a makom lahakel there too, but again, the poskim specifically discussed the case of the string. So it's based on the marshal here. So again, what does Shmuel say? When it comes to these covers of the grounds, you're allowed to untie, but you can't be mafkiyah v'chotech. And when it comes to the kelim, you could do everything. Echad Shabbos v'echad yantif. There's no difference between Shabbos and yantif. Meisveh, we have a braisa that has a different ruling. That part is okay. That's what Shmuel said. If you have these covers of the karka, you're allowed to untie the string that's connecting them, but you can't unwind it or cut it. Biyantif matir umafkia v'chotech. On yantif, you could even untie. When we're talking about chosam shev karka. So this is Kasha and Shmuel. He said, by chosam shev karka, you could only be mafkia v'chotech, you can't be matir. And here, the Brisa says, you could even be matir mafkia v'chotech, you could do everything on yantif. So Hamani, Rabbi Meir, Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbi Meir he. Who is that Brisa like? That's like Rabbi Meir's opinion from our Mishnah. The Amar Apochis L'Kadchila V'Notel. Just like Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah says, by Nisad Rabbanan, you could just, you know, knock down the whole of the house to get into. And you'd be able to do that L'Sarach HaChol Nefesh. So to this Brisa, that's what it's talking about. Not only L'Shem HaChol Nefesh, maybe because of a Shabbos need, because we're talking about Shabbos here, not on Yantif. So, I'm sorry, the question is from Yantif, so you can say it's L'Sarach HaChol Nefesh. That's Rabbi Meir. Upli Yerabanan Aleva, Anad Amik Yerabanan. And Shmuel says, don't ask me any kashas. That price is only according to Rabbi Meir, who would allow you to do this malacha, L'Shem HaChol Nefesh, this potential malacha Drabanan. But I hold like the Rabbanan, who in our Mishnah, you know what our Mishnah said, you're not allowed to do that. Once it happens, you're allowed to take me Makam HaPachas, but I hold like the Rabbanan, so that's why being Matir would be a problem. Ask the Gemara one second. Umli pligi rabbanan alei b'chasama shebekarka. So the rabbanan really argue in this case? Would they argue? But Tanya, we have a brisa that says they would agree to Rabbi Meir in this case. Motiv chachamim Rabbi Meir b'chasama shebekarka. The chachamim would agree shebeshabbos matu, that on Shabbos you could untie them. Why? Because it's not a kesher shel kayama. Avolo mafkiya v'lo choteich. They would agree on Shabbos you can't be matu, but you can be mafkiya v'choteich. And beyantiv matu mafkiya v'choteich. They would agree on yantiv you can do everything. So you see, the Rabbanan would not argue on the Remeir in this case. So who does Shmuel hold like? So I know you could ask a question, but let's just finish the answer for a minute. Ha'adamar ki aitana, says the Gemara, no, there is a Tana that does say the Chachamim would argue in this case also. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Chosam shebekarka matir avlo mafkiv lo chotech, echad Shabbos ve'echad yantif. So you see, he holds like that Tana that says that the Rabbanan would agree would argue even on Chosamu Shebekarka that you can only be Matir and not be Mafkiv Echotech even on Yantif. The Brisa continues, but let's just wait for a minute. The Kasha that is asked on the, what's the first opinion of the Gemara? That the Rabbana would agree that on Yantif you can be Matir Mafkiv Echotech. One second. What about the Mishnah? They argue on the Mishnah. That's the case of Yantif. What's the difference between the case of the Brisa and the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that they argue. That's the case of Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you can't bang the house down in the first place. So what do you mean they would agree to Rabbi Meir on Yantif? What's the Havamina? What's the difference between the cases? So the Tzlach just makes that Ha'ara, where he says that, no, in the Mishnah, he said, L'chor yipala, madu b'mishnah seinu asru, lios poches l'chachil, according to this opinion, yeah? Ah. So says the Tzlach says then the Mishnah has two things, exactly. The linear layers, Darti says, Isser Stira Yish Gamkin Isser Muksa. In the Mishnah you have the issue of Muksa as well as the issue of Stira. Here there's no issue of Muksa. So the Tzlach says that's according to that day of the Gemara, the Havamina, according to that day, that's what you'd have to say to be Mechalik between the Mishnah and in the Gemara. But this Brisa that we brought continues. So we brought the first half of the Brisa to support Shmuel. And that's what Shmuel holds like. That on even on Yantif, you have the chilik between Matir and Mafkiya Vachotif. But the Brisa continues, and that does not work well with Shmuel. V'shebekli, and if you have Chosamos, the covers of a Kalim, B'Shabbos Matir, Avalo Mafkiya Vachotif. On Shabbos, you'll be able to be Matir and not Mafkiya Vachotif. V'yantif, Matir Mafkiya Vachotif. On Yantif, you can do everything. So says the Gemara, Tiyasa Chal Reisha. You answered up the Reisha of Al Seifa Kasha, but now we have another problem with the Seifa. Why? Because if you look back at Shmuel says that by Kalim, you could do everything on Shabbos or Yantif. Matir u'mafkiv echotech. And here we said, on Kalim, on Shabbos, also there's a limit. Only Matir, not mafkiv echotech. Right? So that's a stira between this Brisa and Shmuel, where the Reisha works well with Shmuel, but the Seifa, by Kalim, does not work well with Shmuel, because this Brisa has a limit on Kalim, and he says there's no limit on Kalim. Right? Isn't there a principle of ain bin yivastira b'kalim? So says the Gemara, you're right, the Seifa of this Brisa he does not hold up. Who is the one that says this by Kalim in the Brisa, that you're not allowed to on Yantif be mafkia v'chotech. You're only allowed to untie, but you're not allowed to cut them. Hamani Reb Nechemyah, this is the Shita of Reb Nechemyah, which we had all the way back in Masechta Shabbos in Parakol HaKelim. De Omar Kol HaKelim, and then he tell him El Derech Tashmishan. Reb Nechemyah is of the opinion that even a Kli Shemalachto Leheter, even Kalim that are usually used for mutter purposes can only be moved and used on Shabbos for the purpose that they're usually used for. That's the sheet of Reb Nechemyah. We don't pass him that way. But Reb Nechemyah says that's also included in the Gzeirah of Tilto Kalim, that you're only allowed to move things Litzorach what they're usually used for. So Rashi here explains, usually knives are used to cut food. They're not used to cut rope. That's the usual Derech Tashmishan of a knife. So to cut these chosamos with a knife is usser. So it's nothing to do with soser or matir or muksa here. What's the reason that you can't be mafkiya v'chotech the kalim on yantif? That's because of Reb Nechemyah's opinion that you can't pick up the knife in the first place. You can't use the knife in order to cut the rope. That's what Rashi says. V'sakin lo ochlin hu demiuchad v'lo lechosamos. Let's just finish and I'll take the question. Says the Gemara, E Rebbe Nechemyah, my are Yeshabas avilu yantif nami. If it's the sheet of Reb Nechemyah, so what's the difference between Shabbos and yantif? Even on, there shouldn't be any difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Why on Shabbos we say you're allowed to be Matir and not Mafkiya V'chotech, and on Yantif you're allowed to do everything. Yantif also you have Halachas and Muksa. So on Yantif you also shouldn't be able to take it. So says the Gemara, V'chi Teima Shani Leil Reb Nechemyah Beit Shavuos Shabbos L'Shavuos Yantif. And if you want to tell me, maybe Reb Nechemyah is Mechalik between the Halachos of Muksa on Shabbos and Yantif, and he's more Machmir by Shabbos than he was by Yantif. When do we say that? So, which we had a little bit two times before in Maseches Beitza, this possibility that the Shvusim of Shabbos are more chamer than the Shvusim of Yantif. You look back on Daf Chafal from Abayz, we had it there, and also we had it. We had it on Yudzayin Abayz, and we also had it on Daf Chaf Aleph, where we spoke about the sprinkling of the dam might be more chamer on Shabbos than on Yantif. So we had this possibility before that even within the Durabanans of Shabbos, they might be more chamer than Yantif. We'll mention one more thing in a second, but let's finish first. The Gemara says you can't say that. Umi Shanyalei, is it really different? V'hatanya, we have the following discussion. We have three brises. V'hatanya Chada, we have one brisa that says Masikin bekalim vein masikin b'shiver kalim, that you're allowed to heat on Yantif. You're allowed to use for firewood kalim. You're allowed to use utensils for fuel for firewood, but you can't use shiver kalim. You can't use vessels that broke on Yantif because that's muksa. V'tanya yidach, and another brisa says masikin be kalim be b'shiver kalim, and we have another brisa that says you could use even shiver kalim. Don't worry about muksa. Matani idach, we have a third brisa that says, ein masikin lo bekelim lo b'shiver kelim. You can't use any. So we have three brises. One said you can't use either kelim or shiver kelim. One says you can use both kelim and shiver kelim. And one brisa that's mechalik. You could use kelim and not shiver kelim. And mushani, and how did we answer? What's the three-way machlokas? Lo kasha, harab Yehuda, harab Shimon, harab Nechemya. It's the three-way machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Shimon is the one that does not hold up muksa. He says even shivrei kelim or mutter. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's machalek between kelim you're allowed to use because those aren't muksa. Shivrei kelim you're not allowed to use. And Rabbi Nechemya is osers even by kelim because kelim are not usually used for fuel, for firewood. But what do you see from this whole discussion? We're talking about masik, we're talking about yantif here. Masikin, we're talking about using, making a fire. So we're talking about yantif, and you see, Rabbi Nechemya says a shita even by yantif. So we're back to the kasha. How could it be, if we're saying that this seifa of this brisa, the author is Rabbi Nechemya, so you should have the same halacha between by Shabbos and by yantif. What's the difference? Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemya. Really, you're right, it's a machlokas tanoim, a machlokas of later tanoim within Rabbi Nechemya. Whether Rabbi Nechemya says Shabbos is more chomer than Yontif. These last discussion of the three brises holds that there is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif, but in this brisa up above, that's within the Shita of Rabbi Nechemya, and they do hold that Shabbos is more chomer than Yontif.
Now, this is not the Tzorech HaChol Nefesh, so why should it be different?
Is this the Tzorech HaChol Nefesh? What's the Tzorech HaChol Nefesh? Making a fire?
No, the rope case.
The rope case, what do you mean? Why isn't it the Tzorech HaChol Nefesh? You want to get into the food inside. You want to get to whatever. It's not a garbage can. I use that mushel to say that that's to understand what the case is, but you have food in there.
Isn't it a big stretch that the knife is not used to cut rope? What's the knife used for? It's to cut
things. Isn't it a big stretch to say that the knife is not used to cut rope, but it's used to cut foods? That's the Rashba has that discussion on Rashi. He says, how can you be mechalik? It's used to be chotech. So that's why he modifies it a little bit. But yeah, that's the Rashba's question. Yeah. A kesher sheino shel kayama, to tie it, it depends. There's some types of kesher sheino shel kayamas that you can't tie at all, right? But there's some, sometimes, that for a tzarech, if it's an issa d'rabanan, but malkam tzarech, we would allow it. Like, just like in the Mishnah. Just like in the Mishnah, stira midrabanan is mutl tzarech hachol nefesh. That's exactly what we said here. Tzarech hachol nefesh, because you have this need, you know, that's why you'd be able to do it.
Also, in the case of Rav Nechemya, I mean, in the case of like a steak knife,
The case of a steak knife, you wouldn't usually use for. Well, the question is it? Do you have a separate issue? Is it separately muksa machmas chesron kiss? If that is that's separate from a Reb Nechemya. So if that's true, but here we're not talking about a special kind of knife. We're talking about a stama knife. So if you're right, if it's a special kind, if it's a sakin shalmila, sakin some other type of knife, so then that would make it muksa machmas chesron kiss. So just mention one other makar. Actually, the same makar, but in two places. This idea of the drabanans of Shabbos being more chomer than the drabanans of Yantav, even though they're both drabanans. So we mentioned this twice in the Gemara before. I mentioned we had it on Daf Yizayin and Daf Chaf Aleph. So this is said by the Aruch HaShulchan. He quotes a Ramban. I'm not sure where this Ramban is, but he says in Siman Reish Mem Gimel, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes the Kachazer HaRitva B'Shem Ramban, the Kabbalah Biyadenu, Sheshvusei Shabbos Einam Kishar Isurei Drabanam Elahem Ki Isurei Torah. Shvusim of Shabbos, the Isurei Drabanan of Shabbos are more chamor than, and this is general, this isn't just by Muksa. We had a Tosis Yeshanim that says Muksa is Kein Daraisa. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, quoting the Ramban, that all of them are like Yisurei Torah, Raya Lazeh. You know what the Raya is? Dim Lo Kein. If you don't say this, if you just say that really Minat Torah, you could do all the Rabbanans. He says, V'chiv Lazeh Yikara Yom Menucha U'Shvisa, Shekalechad Yasok B'mischaro, V'yeshiv B'chanos, V'yikne V'yimkar, Ein Zeh Elman HaMatzmiyim. You have to say that the Rabbanans of Shabbos were really hinted to and meant by the Torah. It's just in terms of the level of obligation is Drabanan, but really the nature and the mahus of Isuri Drabanan of Shabbos are really Ke'ein Doraisa more than other Drabanans in the world. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says here. And just one other Aruch HaShulchan that says it, I found recently, I just wanted to mention, because this one I didn't mention before. There is a discussion in Yerideya, in Pei Zayin. If somebody drinks pariv milk, almond milk, is discussed in the Ramah. Almond milk. Is there any issue of drinking almond milk and meat? Almond milk and chicken. Is there any Maris Ayin issue? Right, let's say someone, now we have soy milk. Right, drinking soy milk on the Shabbos table. Is there any issue with that? So the Rama says, don't worry about it. Rama says, if it's chicken and almond milk is not a problem. He says, meat, real meat and almond milk, so then you should put some almonds in the milk so people know it's parav. But by chicken and almond milk, not a problem because it's only Durabanan. That is the sheet of the Ramah. There's no Marasayan over there by the Durabanans. That's what the Ramah says. And the Shach there quotes the Marshal and other Makars and say, what are you talking about? There's Marasayan even by Durabanans. It's only Marasayan by the almond milk and the meats, not the almond milk and the chicken. And he quotes a number of rayas from Hilchas Shabbos that you find Marasayan even by Yisurei Durabanan. Right, we talked about, we had earlier on Daf Tes, Shotchan Bachama, right, you come back, your clothes are soaking wet, you can't hang them out in public, people will think that's a Durabanan. Right, people will call you, that's an Issa Durabanan, a Marasayan. So what's going on here? So the Aruch HaShulchan there in Siman Pei Zayin says to the Shach, don't ask other Ramah from all those cases, because those are all about Shavusim of Shabbos. And Shavuzim of Shabbos are Ke'in Doraisa. And therefore, don't ask kashas. All those kashas that the Shach asked on the Ramah, the Ritzvin Pei Zayin about Mar Zayin by Drabanans, is by Hilchas Shabbos. Don't ask me from Hilchas Shabbos, says the Aruch HaShulchan, because that is different. Those are Ke'in Doraisas. That's how he defends it. He also defends in the next step, but that maybe this is a double Drabanan in the Ramah's case. Because it's chicken, and also it's not cooked together. And only something that's cooked together is also daraisa. So milk and zeflashik is eaten together. That's not daraisa. That's only drabanan in itself. So maybe it's because it's a double drabanan. But that's the second place where the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this. Because it's here in Hilchas Shabbos and also in Hilchas Basar B'chalav. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. Masnisen ein pochsen as haner b'neishu osa kli, says the Mishnah, you can't be poches the ner. What does that mean? So the way Rashi describes it is, imagine you have a ball of clay, and you're going to make this into a candle holder. So what are you going to do? You're going to take your fist, and you're going to put your fist into the clay, and in that way make like a type of bowl or receptacle, which you're going to be able to fill with oil. And in that way, you'll be able to have a little candle holder on Yontif. So that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. You can't make that. Why? Because that's asiyas kli. If Beisho is a kli, that's a tikkun of a kli. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah says just a little different. He says, no, the way they did it is they had the candle things, but they were connected. They were two together, and you separated them in order to make them usable. So that's what it's talking about here. That's also tikkun. Okay, but either way, you're making some type of candle holder. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif, because that's tikkun mana, tikkun kli. V'yein osin pechamin b'yontif. You're not allowed to make charcoal on Yontif, meaning to light the charcoal in order to put out, in order to use. Why? Rashi explains, because the goldsmiths used to use these charcoals in order to heat their gold, and therefore making these, right, using charcoal on Yontif to cook, that's fine. But here it's saying, dafka, making them is not a tzarcha hochal nefesh, and maybe even the kibui is not mitoch shehutra, right? You don't have any kibui that's hutra l'tzarech. So therefore, it would be usur to make these charcoals on Yontif, because that's called tikkun kli. According to Rashi. Rashi says this is also tikkun kli. And number three, the ein chotchin, I forgot to mention something, but let's finish first. The ein chotchin es apsila, and also if you have a wick, you can't split the wick into two wicks on Yontif. Also, Rashi explains, because that is creating a kli. You're making a usable wick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chotcha Ba'ar. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to cut it into two, but you're allowed to light it with a fire, with a flame, and separate them in that way, make two wicks in that way. Why there should be a difference, the Gemara will discuss why there is a difference. Okay, you know what, let's just continue going further, and then if we have time, we'll come back. Says the Gemara, Ma Tana Debchi says, Ner Manahu, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Going back to the first line of the Mishnah, that you can't make this candle holder by sticking your fist in and making it. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says just doing that act is already Asiyas Kli? Meaning, you don't need the next act. What usually is done after you make this candelabra, you put it in the kiln in order for it to get hard. So who is the one that says just making, forming it is a malach already? And you don't even need the next step. Who is that? Is this Daraisa or Darabanan? So let's say it's Darabanan. So who is that? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Who is that? Who is the opinion? Amar of Yosef Rabbi Meir he. Maybe this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, the Rabbi Meir says in Tosefta in Kalim. Kli Charis Meimasai Mekabal Tuma. When is a Kli Charis Mekabal Tuma? Mishinigra Malachto Div Rabbi Meir. A Kli Charis in earthenware Kli is Mekabal Tuma only when it has Gemar Malacha. Div Rabbi Meir. Gemar Malacha, according to Rabbi Meir, means when it is formed. Like our Mishnah. That's why our Mishnah, the first possibility is that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Just like our Mishnah says, you can't just form it on Yontif, because that's Asiyas Kli. So to Rabbi Meir, by Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, says, just right when you form it, it's already Gemar Malacha and Mekabal Tumah. Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishi Yisarfu B'Kivsha. No. When you form it, it's not enough. It's only after you put it into the kiln, after it gets hard. So that's where it's Mekabal Tumah. So that's first possibility of the Gemara. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. So Amalei Abaye Amimai. Abaye says, maybe not. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Don't compare Hilchas Yontif and Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. Dilma, Akan Lakam Rabbi Meir Hassam. When does Rabbi Meir say there that it is royal, it's Makabal Tuma right away? Ella Dechazi Lakabuli Bimidi. Because those are talking about big Kalim. Big Kalim that you made, big klicheres that you formed, it's still soft, right? It's not in the kiln yet. So you can't really put liquid in there because it's soft and it's going to get absorbed. It's going to make the whole thing disgusting. The only thing you could put in there are bigger apples, pomegranates. So if you have a big klich, that's roy, look at my malacha. But aval hachal my chazi, but in our Mishnah, you're making a little thing for a candle. What are you going to put in there? Oil? But you can't put oil in there yet. So maybe even Rabbi Meir would agree that it's not, you're allowed to do that on Yontif. Why? Because it's not roy for anything. So maybe he would agree in that case. Then my answer is no. Even if it's small, it's roy for something. You can put some coins in there. Use it for a tzedakah holder, tzedakah box. So that's why, no, Rabbi Meir would agree in our case. That is all option number one, that our Mishnah is like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Ika d'amre, amr of Yosef, Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok. Another possibility, maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok, who says what? It's not, as he says, the Mishnah Edios. Right? Edios. Every Mishnah in Edios is a different topic. So if you ever want to learn a Masechta and not stay on one topic, so do Masechta Edios. Says Masechta Edios, Titznan, Ilfasin, Charnios, these Charnios Ilfasin, which we'll learn in a second. Ilfas is a plate, is a pot or a plate. Charnios, the villagers' plates. What do you mean, the villagers' plates? The villager, Rashi explains here, the villagers weren't so makpid for the plates to be so formed and so hard and so perfect. They used whatever they got. So if you have a villager, very rudimentary type of plate, Tahoros ba'oel hames. They are tahar if they're in oel hames. Why? They're made out of cheres. They're made out of earthenware. And for an earthenware kli to be tamei under the same roof as a dead body, it has to have a toch. It has to have a kibul, a clay kibul, a receptacle. And these ilfana charanios are straight. They're flat. So therefore, they're not going to be mitame in an oel hames. V'tameos b'masa hazav. But they can be tamei if a zav carries them. If a zav carries them, so then that does not need a base kibble. So Tmeyos b'masa hazav, because a zav is matami something even if it just moves it. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, after horis b'masa hazav. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says no. Even for masa hazav, it is tahar. Why? Levishlo nigra malachton, because it didn't have gemar malach yet. It wasn't formed yet. It wasn't formed yet perfectly. So therefore, it's not makabel tum at all. But what does Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov say? If it was formed, it would be enough without even putting it into the kiln, without making it hard. So that's the second possibility. Maybe our Mishnah is like a Blazer ben Yaakov, who says, "Are you right? Before it's formed, it's not good enough. But right after it's formed, it would be good enough." So I'm like, Abaya plays the ruiner here. Dilma, no. Adkan l'kamer Blazer bar Tzadok Kasa. Maybe your Blazer bar Tzadok only says it over there. El dechazi kibul b'miti. The same thing. There, it's right. It's big, so it can hold something. Aval hakal ma'chazi. But what would it be fit for in our Mishnah? So kibul b'pshiti. No, it would be fit to hold coins. Okay, there's something to say about klicheres, but let's just finish to the bottom first. Tana Rabbanan, ein pochsen es a ner. Brisa says you can't make the ner like we said in our Mishnah. Vein osin ilfas and charanios b'yantav. You can't make the ilfas and charanios, these villagers' place, you're not allowed to make them on yantav either. Rishubin Gamliel matzib ilfas and charanios. Rishubin Gamliel allows you to make them because they're not really a finished product. My charanios, what are charanios' plates? Amar Rav Yehuda arnios. They're arnios' place. That really doesn't help us. My arnios, what are arnios' place? Amar Abaya, Tsa'i Chachlayasa. Right, Tsa'i are plates, Chachlayasa, like a Chachlai, a farmer, a villager. They're farmer's plates, and that's why there's such a machlokas, there's a controversy whether it has a Gemar Malacha or not. Period. Okay, let's stop there for a minute, because then we're going to go into the next line of the Mishnah. There is a drash, Rabbi Mirsky brings it here in Hegyon Halacha from the Kutzker Rebbe, in volume 1, page 151, where he says, why is a Kli Cheres, right, we know the Halacha, Kli Cheres is only Metameh, by something that goes in it, mitami mitocho. Right? If a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, if a tummy person touches an earthenware kli, the earthenware kli is still tahar. But if a sheretz hangs in the earthenware kli, then it's tummy. So kli cheres is only mitami mitocho. Other kalim, if you have a metal kli, a wooden kli, then it's mitami al gabo, if you just touch it. Why is that? So the Kutzker explains that most kalim have two values. You have the value of the material, and you have the value of its function. A metal kli, the metal is worth something, and the function that it serves is worth something. That is why, that even if you just touch the side of it, says the Kutzker, it's going to be tameh, because the side of it is, you're not even using it, it's not the normal usage, but you're touching this side, but it's valuable also just to have the value of the kli. So that's why it's tameh, even if it's just touched. Kli cheres is made out of earth or earthenware and dirt. It has no inherent value, the material. Its only value, l'shem its function. That's why hanging it, its function, it serves a function, so that's why it's mistameh, even or only if something it hangs in it. That's in her in terms of Hilchas Tumah. What about regarding the tahara of a kli of kalim? How would you matar kalim? So by all other kalim, you could dunk it in the mikvah. Why? Because the Kutzker explains, when can you go to the mikvah? If somebody has a problem, which he has to fix, he's still there, he still has some value, but he has to fix his problem. So he has to be Matara's problem, then he can go to the mikvah. So by a regular kalim, so itself, it became tame, the value, its material became tame, but its function still could function. It's only its outside became tame. That's why you can go to the mikvah and be Matara it. But by a klicharis, it only has one value. What's the value? Its function. So once it becomes tame, it's totally ruined. So what do you have to do? You have to break it. You have to break it and start over again. Ein tarasan ela shvirasan, says the Gemara. Right? Klicharis, you can't put in the mikvah. It's only, it has one function. And if it's only one function is ruined, so then you have to break it and start over again. So says the Kutzker Rebbe. So why is this written here in Hegyoni Halacha? Because that's what Shuv is about. If just our guf becomes tamei, then we can go to the mikvah. Go to the mikvah, because we still have function, we still have our neshamas inside. So we go to the mikvah, just like all other kalim. We only ruin one of our values, our guf, but our neshama is still there. But let's say we're metame our neshama. Let's say we're metame our insides, our toch, then we've ruined everything. We're metame everything. So you can't just go to the mikvah for that. So ain't tekan tekanas and el shvira. Then you have to do tshuva, you have to be shuva your heart, leave nishbar v'nidke elokim losivze. Right? Only the broken heart is matar, somebody's matar themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then once we're matami our nefesh, our neshama, then we're like that klicheres, that has no function anymore, and no value, and we can't just go to the mikvah. The mikvah won't help us. We have to start again, we have to become a birya chadasha. We have to put ourselves back into the kiln, just like a klicheres. Okay, so maybe we'll use that in a drasha one day. So, let's go weiter now. Says the Gemara, the Ein Osin, I've already said, anything mentioned before 7 a.m. is allowed to be used in a drasha at future points. The Ein Osin Pachamin, Pshita says, the Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to make the charcoal in order because it's like making a kli. So Pshita, Lomai Chazi, says the Gemara, and the Shita Mekubetz explains the question this way. Fine, I know Rashi already said in the Mishnah that the problem is Tikkun Kli, but isn't there another problem? What is this usable for? This is a piece of charcoal. What's it usable for on Yontif? So Tani Rabbi Chiya, Lo Nitzuch, I guess they didn't cook with charcoals in those days. Right? You cook with fire. So what do you make of this? So forget the issue of Tikkun Kli. But what's it usable for? So Tani Rabbi Chiya, Lo Nitzuch, El Lamosin Lul Yarin, Lebo Bayom. No, you could give it to the shower workers. The people who heat up the showers on Yontif. And therefore you can give it to them and they can heat up the showers. You can put it underneath the floor there. And that's why it does have some kind of function. It says the Gemara, Ubo Bayom Ishari, who take showers on Yontif. Right? Who's allowed to do Boba Yom Mishari? So that's that came up with Daf Chaf Al if I was in Israel. Maybe Menachem spoke about that on the Mishnah there. That's where main sugi of showering or not to shower on Yantif. Maybe it was good I wasn't here. That's the issue earlier on Daf Chaf Al. So they asked the Gemara, is that Mutter? Boba Yom Mishari? So, Kedam Arava Lahazi, I've called him Gzera. Achanayim Lahazi, I've called him Gzera. Yeah, maybe he was talking about the time before they made a Gzera not to be Rochets called Gufo at once. In warm waters. So maybe this was before the time of the Gzeira. Okay. The Mishnah lastly had said you can't make a wick. You can't split a wick into two in order to form them as a wick. So Mishnah Besach, and the Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do it with a knife, but you could do it with a flame. So Mishnah Besach and Delo to Kamasach in Mana. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you cannot do it with a knife? Because you're fixing. But Arnami Kamasach in Mana. What do you mean with a fire too? You're also fixing. So what's the difference between doing it with a knife or doing it with a fire? So Tani Rabbi Chiya, Chotcha Ba'ar Befish De Neiros. No, what? The only thing that he allows is, let's say you have one wick. And you have two bowls of oil. So you put the wick from the bowls of oil right into each other, hanging across, and then you light the fire in between. So you end up having two wicks, and Rashi says that's not nikar. That's not a real nikar, that it's a tikkun, which sounds like the whole issue here is only drabanan, and therefore, because it's not nikar, really what you're doing, it just appears like you're lighting a wick. You're lighting a wick because you end up having two lit wicks in two bowls of oil. That's why it would be okay. That's the case that Rabbi Yehuda allows. Rashi says, D'lo muchach, d'liskuni mana machavid. It's not muchach that you're going to fix the kli. Amar Rabbi Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav, mochtin es apsila b'yantif. You're allowed to be mochet the wick on yantif. My mochtin, what does mochet mean? Amar Chanina bar Shalmia, la'aduye chushcha. You're allowed to take off the blackened, singed part on top in order for the wick to be a better wick. That you are allowed to do on yantif. That's not really called a tikkun, because it's usable right now. You're just making it better. Tani bar Kapara, vav dvarim namru b'psila. There are six things said about wicks on yantif. Shlosha lahachmir, shlosha lahakel. Three lachumra and three lakula. Lahachmir, what's the lachumra? The three things of wicks, right? The Mishnah spoke about wicks. That's why this is here. Ain goes lenosav b'tchil b'yantif. Number one, you can't braid a wick on yantif. You can't make a wick on yantif using the different threads. You can't make that on yantif. Why? So Rashi doesn't say here, but godelas, we had a mesecha Shabbos, godelas, braiding hair on Shabbos, is aser mishum bona. Bona, building. Right, so here too, this might be the same thing. Might be aser bona, right? Bona might not, unclear if bona, if one of the malachas, that a mutal tzarech hachal nefesh. We had a few weeks ago, there was a netziv that asked the kasha, that the Gemara says in Shabbos that making cheese is the malacha of bona. So he says, if you're allowed to make cheese on yantifs, then why isn't the whole malacha bona? If your house falls down on yantif, why can you rebuild your house? That was the discussion of the netziv about bona. But here, ain't golden osa l'chachilo, you can't do that, you can't make the wick on yantif. Vein mahafa vein osa ba'or, and you also can't singe it. What do you mean, singe it? Again, in the olden days, wicks worked better once they were lit. After they were lit once, then it was easier to catch afterwards. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that because that's also called a tikkun, right? This is where the minna comes from on Erev Shabbos. And my grandfather used to do this, that he used to light the candles before my grandmother and then put them out. So some have that minna because in the olden days, that was getting, right, there's a key in for the husband to get the candles ready, even though the minog, for a number of reasons for the woman to do it, halakas neiris, the husband also has the mitzvah. So what does he do though? He doesn't have the mitzvah. So what he does is he sets up the candles. That's the Rebbe Kiva Eker has the diak on Mishnayis, that it says in Baba Malikim, that the husband is supposed to say on Erev Shabbos, Isartim Eiraftim Adlikuas Aner. So, did you take Meiser? Did you make an Erev? Hadliko was an Erev. He says, Dafka Hadliko, because he was supposed to set up the candles. Right? So, she's supposed to just light the candles. Hadliko, light the candles. But it's not, and you can do it Thursday night also. If you're going to get back late on Friday afternoon, you know, it's going to be, going to get back, I had to take the late train. You're allowed, yeah, you heard it here. You're allowed to set up the candles Thursday night. You're allowed to set it up, because it's the husband should have some type of kiyum in the Shabbos candles. So therefore, he should set up the candles. So in the olden days, in order to make them burn better, so then the candles were lit. Bizman azeh, our wicks light just fine, so that's why it's up to the wife. Many times the wife does not want her candles to be black on top. So if she doesn't want that, then it's fine. Then one's not supposed to do it. But again, if somebody has that minox, this is where it comes from. So again, you're not allowed to do that on yantif though. V'ein chotchen osa l'shnayim, and also you can't cut it into two, like our Mishnah said, because that is being a tikkun. L'hakel, and there are three things said about wicks to be mekel. M'ma'acha biyad, you're allowed to just crush them a little bit and smush them in your hand in order to shape them a little better. Vishora b'shemen, you could put it into the oil. V'chotcha ba'or b'fishtei neiros. So you're allowed to, like Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, you're allowed to burn it in the middle in order to create two wicks. Period. That was one statement from Rav Nosson Bar Abba, so now we have a little agadata from Rav Nosson Bar Abba as well. Those rich people in Bavel are going down to Gehenna. Why? Kihad the shop, because they don't give stucca and they're not nice. Kihad the shop bar marinus ikla labavel. There was a man named Shabtai that once visited Bavel. He went to ask them to give him a job, to give him some business, and they didn't. Mizone, he asked for some food. Mezidnami lozinuhu, they also did not give him food. So Amar, Shabtai says to himself, Hani, me'er of Kasi. These guys must have come from the Eir of Rav. Right, they must be descendants of the Erev Rav. Why? Because it says, "V'nasan l'cha rachamim v'richamcha." Because it says that Hashem tells Am Yisrael, "I'm going to give you rachamim." What does that mean? Kol merachim al abrios v'yadua shu mizaros al Avram Avinu. Whoever has rachmanis on people, that's a simin that he's a Jew. That's a simin that he's mizaro shal Avram Avinu. Dafka Avram Avinu says the Marsha because he was the first one to do chesed. That was his midah. He was the amud chesed, and therefore, simin merachim al abrios. That is a simon of a Jew, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, right? There are three midas of a Jew: shalosh midas mumazu, rachmanim baishanim v'gom lechasadim. Right? That's the word chaver is the mnemonic. Right? Chasadim, baishanim, and rachmanim. But rachmanis is the midah of a Jew. The Ben Yehoyada says that rachamim is the lashon of me. If you switch around the letters, mi machar. What's going to be tomorrow? Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? We have to have rachmanis today because we have to have the attitude. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? Let me do a mitzvah today. Let me give something. I'm going to save it. I'm not going to give out today. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? Mi machar. So mi machar. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? So that attitude of mi machar is going to allow a person to have rachmanis even today. If somebody does not have rachmanis, if somebody does not have rachmanis, he's known that he's not from Avraham Avinu, and that's why this Shabtai said that, you know, these people must be from the Erev Rav. Okay, there's a lot to say on this, but we have to continue a little bit. If somebody was constantly looking on others' tables, the pashas is that he has to get supported by others, he's not self-sufficient, so then the world is dark for him. Olam choshech ba'ado. Right? We're supposed to be self-sufficient. Right? We're supposed to try to not rely on others to support us. Shneamar, no day tu lalechem ayei. If somebody is searching for bread, the pasuk says in Eov, yada ki nachon biyado yom choshech. You know he's going to have a dark day. Meaning somebody was supposed to be able to be independent. Rav Chisda amar Rav Chaya v'nim Chayim. Their lives also are not life if somebody's relying on others. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan said the Brisa, Gimel Chayim v'nim Chayim. There are three people. Their lives are not life. The Elohim. Hametzapel l'shulchan chaveiro. Somebody, like we just said, somebody who relies on others for food. Umisha ishto moshel esalav. What does that mean? Right? Somebody whose wife rules him. Literally. It's a tough one. Right, umisha yisurin. Maybe we'll give him a shot in a second. Umisha yisurin moshlim begufo. Right, somebody who yisurin are moshel on his guf. Right, those are three. So again, not much is said about this. One idea, one could suggest maybe. I saw a little bit, a third of this vart in somewhere else, but the rest is not. That is maybe what are these three symbolize? Kina, taiva, and kavod. And that's why these chayav einim chayim. Right? Mitzapeh l'shulchan chaveiro, maybe al derech drash, it means you're always looking at your friend's table. Mitzapeh, you're always looking. Mitzapeh l'shulchan chaveiro, you're always looking at your friend's table. Kina, right? We can never be happy with what we have. Misha ishto moshel esalav, somebody who always feels that he's not in charge and he's upset about it. Right? Kavod. He wants to be the moshel. He wants to be, right? That's the best ingredient to a happy marriage is that when each of the parties feel that the other one's in charge. Right? The other one, if the other one is Moshe, I mean, that's fine. You'll be in charge. But somebody who always feels, Ishta Moshe, they're upset about it, that's a type, that's covered. And finally, Yisurin Moshlin Begufo, not literally Yisurin, but if somebody always feels that they have Yisurin, because their goof is lacking, and they need more, Taiva. Right? Yisurin Moshlin Begufo, they feel as Yisurin. But maybe these three are connected, al derech drash, to kina, taiva, and kavod. Again, the first one fits in the best, but the other two, maybe these are, if you feel this way, not literally, but if you feel that ishto moshel esalav and it bothers you, if you feel that yisurin moshlin begufo, and really it's not. So maybe that's kina, taiva, kavod, and that's why chayav einam chayim. V'yesh omrin, and some say one more, af misha ein lo ela cholok echad. Also, if somebody only has one shirt, and Rashi explains, he never has time to, he can't take it off and change this, therefore it gets full of gnats and bugs. And therefore you're just jumping around because you itch so much. So the Tanakama said, no, that's not Chayav Einim Chayim. Efshet Dema'ayin B'mani. No, he can look at his shirt and get the bugs out. So that's not so bad. Either way, you can work it out. Mishnah, says the next Mishnah. Again, feel free to look more in the Agadic Mefarshim about this. You can also look in the Tur in Yeridei. It's been Reish Mem Zayin. It has a whole three pages about the godless of Rachmanis and Staka, about what we should feel about giving Staka. The beginning of Reish Mem Zayin in Yeridei. Says the Mishnah, Ein Shover Nesacheres, Ve'ein Chotchen Haniyar, Letzlos Bamaliach. So in those days, they used to have, let's think of a griddle, to barbecue on. So they didn't want to put the fish directly on the griddle, it would burn. So they put some type of other layer on top of the griddle to separate. So they used to either use earthenware or paper. So says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to break a piece of cheres to get a piece of cheres to use, or a piece of paper to cut a paper to use. Why? Because Rashi explains that is also a type of Tikkun that is not actual Ochel Nefesh, it's Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, and this could have been done before Yantif, and therefore it is not allowed. Why isn't there an issue of Korea in Chotchen Niyar? So we'll start with that tomorrow. Why is there no issue of Korea? So remind me to start with that. Vein Garfin Tanur V'Kirayim, and also you're not allowed to sweep out your oven that kind of collapsed on Yantif. That also is not Mamash Ochel Nefesh, it's beforehand, and that is too much of a malacha to allow. Ava mechabshin, you could sweep it out a little bit to smooth it out, but that's all you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to totally fix it. Vein makipin shtei chavios lishbos alanis akadera, and also one is not allowed to bring two barrels together to light a fire in between the barrels and to put a pot on top of the two barrels in between, because that will be dummy labinyan. That is a binyan derabanan, right? It looks like you're building a structure. That's tomorrow's daf. We're going to talk all about ohel arayz, about making tents with blankets and chairs on Shabbos. Right, that's tomorrow's daf. And also, one is not allowed to take a support a pot with a log, because the log is muksa. V'chein bedelis, and also a door. So the Gemara first thinks that it means you could also can't use a door to support a pot. As we'll see, that's not what it means, but that's what the Gemara first assumes. Last line, Vein Madhiganas of Hema Bamakal Yantif, Rabazar Bershimin Matir. Machlokas, whether you're allowed to lead an animal with a stick on Yantif. The Gemara, again, at first is going to assume that this is a problem of Muksa, that the stick is Muksa, and we'll see if that lasts Lamaskana. My Taima, why in the first line are you not allowed to take a piece of Cheres or Niyar to put as the lower level of the right on top of the griddle? Be sure to come sakin mana, because you're fixing, you're making a kli. V'yin garfen tana v'kirayim, also you can sweep out the oven. Tani Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef kamei de Rab Nachman v'miyef shalefos elim king garfu mutter. But if it's impossible to bake, you cannot use the oven otherwise, then it is mutter. It is mutter. Rashi says maybe this is a case where you couldn't have done it before Yantif. It just happened on Yantif, and that's why it would be mutter, because you didn't know beforehand. T'bisud Rabbi Chiya nafalei aricha b'tana Rabbi Yamatava. Rabbi Chiya's wife had a brick from her oven fall into her oven on Yantif. So Amar Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said to her, Chazi dana rifta ma'al yasabina. I would love some great bread. He was hinting to her that she could take the brick out in order to use the oven to make the bread. Amalei Rav Lashami, Tavili bar Avzav, Izdar becharucha. Rav says to his servant, roast for me a goose, and, you know, make sure it doesn't get burned. And again, Rashi explains, he's hinting that you can sweep out the bottom, because the bottom gets full of ashes, and if you don't sweep it out, then the bottom part is going to touch the goose, and therefore, you're allowed to sweep it out. He's hinting to a servant that you're allowed to sweep it out on Yantif. Two more lines. Amalei Ravina Lorvashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Amalan Rav Acha Mihutzal. Rav Acha once told us, Demar Sharkin Leitenur B'Yamatava. Right? Mar told us, Rav Acha told us that you, talking in third person, you used to take cement and, like dirt and water, and line it to close up your oven on Yantif in order to not let to totally enclose it so none of the heat gets out. So I heard that you do that. So isn't that a problem? Why, what's the problem? Rashi explains, lush, right, kneading. You are taking solids and liquids and making it into a nice mush. So isn't that usur? So I heard you did that. So I'm like, no, anan araksa de prasam chinah. No, we live on next to the Euphrates. And therefore, we just take the mud next to the Euphrates. So it's already nilosh va'omed. So we don't have to do any lisha on Yantif. But it's only, by the way, if I separated, you know, that sand next to the Euphrates, that mud beforehand, or else it's muksa. Ravina v'kitma shari. V'kitma shari. And using ashes and water to line it, that would be okay. Because Rashi explains that's lav bar gibel. That's not subject to kneading. It never becomes one gush. It doesn't become gush echad if you're just using ashes. Sand and other things might become one gush, so that would be a problem. Okay, Bezhan, tomorrow we start with Korea and also with Lush. Is there an issur of Lush on Yantif? Isn't Lush one of the heter ochal nefesh? So we're going to talk about those two things to start with Bezhan tomorrow, and other binyan issues come up tomorrow as well. Okay.
Rachman and Chesed, isn't that in the same category?
Gomle, the Gemara has it as two. Rachman and Baishan and Gomle Chasadim. Gomle Chasadim might mean more of like giving something specifically.
And in general, isn't the Muktzah of Yom Kippur more?